Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, love. Yes, love. I know right now a lot of people might be down on love. Things are going on. People may have broken up. They're not with the person that they want to be with. Maybe they got ghosted. Maybe this, maybe that. I just want to encourage you though, even if you're single, work on yourself and be happy. Live life. Stop being miserable. Stop being sad. Anybody that walked out of your life, if they did on their own and that's what they wanted to do, let them go. Let go of them. Stop thinking about them. Stop wondering what they're doing. Stop caring who they're with. Seriously, live your life. Because I want you to know that love is everything. It is amazing. And you're going to find someone who's going to love you the way that you love them. They're out there. You know, a lot of times we get so discouraged because you just be like, I give up. Like, there's nothing out there. You know, I get so tickled sometimes. I see all of the comments, you know, and people are just like, oh, it's just trash out here. There's nothing out here. There's this. There's... And hey, I get it. I mean, I understand. I mean, trust me, especially when you've had relationship after relationship and they haven't worked out and it's been awful, or people have cheated and lies and deception and all of these things. But let me tell you something. Those people who do leave and say they try to choose someone else that they think is better than you or whatever they think in their mind, and it never is. I mean, it's true. It never is. Because the thing about it is that people are just different. You know, stop thinking that someone's better than someone else. People are just different. So no one's better than you. Don't let anybody make you feel like somebody else is better than you. None of us are better than anyone. People are just different. That's all it is. And so they're going to try to pretend and portray that they're so happy and they're this and they're that. And even if they are, who cares? Because you know what I've learned is, as soon as you let go of the wrong one, the right one will walk into your life. And even if they haven't shown up yet, take your time. It's okay. Because all the wrong ones do is just teach you what you don't want. They help you to better define the kind of person that you do want in your life. It helps you to know that I never want another person like that. I was settling, you know, I was just settling for whatever. I was settling for the breadcrumbs. I was settling for the small attention that they would give or whatever. You deserve so much more than that. So I want to encourage anybody, you know, don't ever give up on love. I understand. I know heartache and breakups are awful. It does not feel good. And you just want to give up completely. And you just think it's just the worst thing on earth. But let me tell you something. It's not love. I preach this all the time. It's not love that hurts. It's people. People use love. They weaponize love. They literally do. If people know that you love them and they don't feel the same way about you, they will use and abuse people because they know that you love them. So people take it and they use it against you. That's what they do because they know that you love them. But see, this is the thing though. Everybody's well runs dry. These people think that you're going to love them forever. And you're just going to keep putting up with their foolishness and all of the craziness that they do, the lies, the cheating, all of the backstabbing and sneaking around. They think you're going to just put up with that forever because, you know, maybe you will for a while. And that's okay. Everybody's been there. Everybody's been a fool for love, because that's the thing about love. Love is not rational. When you love someone, you don't think rationally. You're just so in love and all you want is that person. And see, they're just too, they don't understand that though. People think that love like that is just something they could go pick up. They think, oh, well, this person was this way and they did these things for me and they treated me this way and I could just go find me somebody else. And they're no. Let me explain something to you. You can find another person, but it doesn't mean you're going to find the same energy. It doesn't mean that person's going to be like the last person. Everybody's different. That's why I tried to explain. But people think that people are replaceable. Oh, I'll just go get a new shiny toy and just replace you. And hey, before anyone says anything, I'm all for people making whatever choice they want to make. You don't have to stay with somebody. I'm not trying to advocate for anybody staying with anybody if you want out of a relationship. But as I've always said, though, there are ways to do things. And if you don't want to be with someone anymore, you need to be an adult. None of this ghosting and running off or cheating while you're still with someone. If you want the relationship to be over, then end it before you go start something else with someone else. But people don't do that. They want to sneak and hide and play all of these games. And then they want to go and try to build a relationship with someone who was just a side person, someone they were sneaking around with. So now you think it's going to turn into something more than that. And I'm not trying to say, hey, I'm not up for the discussion on, you know, some people will say, well, oh, I was a side person and we're together now, whatever. Hey, whatever floats your boat. All I know is for me, I'm not trying to be a side person for anyone. You're not going to hide me. I'm going to be out and about. So there's no hiding me. So for people who want to accept that and be that way, that's on you. Hey, do whatever you want to do. That just tells me how much you value yourself. But if you're okay being that person, then be that person. Me personally, it's not for me. But all I'm saying is that sometimes people go and they try to make these relationships work, something that started on the side that was a secret, and your person leaves. The person's like, okay, I've had enough. You want to be with that person? Go be with them. But see, the funny thing about it is then they get over there half the time and they're miserable. And it serves them right. It serves you right. You know, if you're going to lie, sneak around and cheat and do all of these things, then you deserve whatever you get. There is no sympathy. You will not get sympathy from me because you need to be an adult. If you don't want to be in something, tell people like an adult. You know, you're not a child. Speak and talk to people and tell them what you want or don't want. And I get it. People are going to say, well, sometimes you can tell people and they don't want to. I get that too. You know, if someone tells you they don't want to be in a relationship, as much as it might hurt, you have to let people go. You can't hold someone hostage. And why would you want to do that anyway? If they say they want to be with you, why do you want to be with them? You're just going to be miserable because you're trying to make someone stay with you and love you who doesn't. Who wants to do that? Let them go so that you can find someone who does. But love will always be the most amazing thing. It's everything. It is. And I get it. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, well, if you really love somebody, you know, it should be unconditional. And I get that because that's the kind of love we get from God. And so I get that. I absolutely do. But I also get that I know that it's hard to put into practice. But I will tell you that forgiveness is everything, though. And I guess if you really, truly do love someone, I'm not trying to say stay in places where there is abuse or anything like that. I don't mean that. But you do have to understand that, you know, sometimes forgiveness is going to be the glue that holds you together. And I'm not advocating for anybody to forgive anything that they don't want to forgive. It's always up to you what you are willing to forgive and what you're not. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want people to give up on love just because of the bad relationships or the bad person that you ran into. I get it. I get it. And I know that it's hard. And sometimes you do want to give up, but don't let that person take that from you. They don't get to do that. They don't get to take love away from you. Your ability to love, the fact that you can love, that you want to feel that feeling again. You know, you just because you gave love and they didn't know how to receive it and take it and give it back to you, you know, they didn't reciprocate what you were giving. That doesn't mean that everyone's like that. It doesn't. So just know that the more that you work on yourself and the better you become, you start to attract people who are like you, which means that the next person you attract, they're going to know how to love as well. It's all about vibration. It's all about energy. And whatever frequency and level you're on, you start to attract that. So you attracted that person because at that time you didn't really love yourself. You were low vibrational, and that's okay to say. I'm not knocking anyone. I'm not judging. We've all been low vibrational. You have to pick yourself up. I mean, at some point in time, that's all I'm saying. You know, you haven't felt the best about yourself. That's what I mean. And so when you don't love yourself, you're always going to attract other people who don't love you as well. It's the truth. And that's a hard lesson to learn. That is a hard lesson to learn. You're like, why do I attract these people? Why do I keep meeting the same types of people? Why do I? Why and why? And the truth of the matter is because you didn't love yourself enough to say, I don't deserve this. I deserve to be treated better. And the sad thing about it is that the person that you're with, they know that. And there are so many people who will take advantage of that. But it's okay because we all know that there is good karma and there is bad karma. And, you know, you just can't treat people any kind of way and think that you're going to have this great, amazing life. At some point, you do have karmic debt that you have to pay back. And so you can go years and years and years. Well, I've been doing this for years and, you know, I've been getting over on these women or these men or whoever. And I've played all these games and I've lied to everybody and I've cheated on everybody and blah, 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 blah. And I've never gotten caught, you know. I'm doing my thing. Trust and believe, karma's going to show up. And that's just a fact. That's real. Karma's going to show up one day. And that could come in the form of you finally meeting someone that you really love. And guess what? They're going to break your heart. And I'm not celebrating that or happy about that. It just is what it is. It's the truth. Because sometimes the only way that certain people learn is by having to live through it themselves. So they don't get it when they're hurting someone else, when they're making someone else cry, when they're making someone else feel bad, when they are just, you know, disregarding someone else's feelings and treating them like crap and just don't care and cheating and lying, all of these things. They don't care because it's not affecting them. They don't care that you're crying a bucket of tears. They don't care that you're trying to reach them and they don't answer or whatever it is that they're doing or they're ghosting you. They don't care. But when it happens to them and it's someone that they really love and that they really like and they're calling them and the person's not answering or the person's cheating on them with someone else, all of a sudden, now you feel this pain. So you know what it's like. And unfortunately, as I said, a lot of people, that is the only way that they learn. They have to go through what they put other people through. And honestly, it's the best way to learn because that will teach you. Then you will understand the pain that you put someone else through. That is not a joke. See, a lot of times, I mean, seriously, people just ghost people or they leave a person for someone else and they literally don't care. They will leave a trail of destruction. Will leave their marriages, long-term relationships, their children. I mean, all kinds of things and just not care. First of all, I don't know how you do that as a person. I don't. I'm not built that way, but people do it. They do. And they don't care. And so what I'm saying is that it's like, well, I'm happy. I'm off living my life, doing my own thing. So I'm happy. I can't worry about how you feel. Meanwhile, they have just destroyed the person that they left behind. So at some point in your life, you're going to have to get that back. You're going to have to pay that back. And again, you know, I'm always talking about how I talk to people and people say, oh, my life is this, my life is that. And I don't know why trouble always finds me. See, I find that these people who are like that, they always, always have drama and stress in their life. Do you know how stressful it is, first of all, to be that kind of person? Like the type of person who cheats a lot and hides. You know, it takes a lot of effort. I don't think that's talked about enough. The amount of effort that people put into cheating and lying and sneaking around is a lot. And a lot of times these people will have health problems. They really will, and they don't understand where it comes from. Oh, I'm so stressed. I'm stressed. I'm stressed. What are you stressed about? You know, where they shouldn't be stressed. So you're looking like, what are you stressed about? But they're stressed because they're trying to keep up 3 and 4 and 5 different relationships. So they're trying to keep everybody happy and figure out how they're going to do everything and how they're going to. Who wants to live like that? And if you do, I feel sorry for you. Then you require way too much attention. And you need to heal because anybody that requires that much attention, you need that many people in your life. It's hard enough trying to keep one relationship stable and going, much less 3, 4, and 5. And people do it though. They try to talk to women or men all over different cities, different states, different places. And you're in all of these relationships trying to carry them all on, thinking that you're the man or the woman or whatever. And you think, but you're not, because when you can't focus on one singular thing and you're trying to divide your attention amongst, that's why they say become a master of one thing. Like sometimes, even like when you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life or whatever you're doing, sometimes we have so many different things. Oh, I want to do this, 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 this. And it's nothing wrong with being multifaceted and knowing a bunch of different things. Hey, I'm all for that. But what I'm saying is just master one thing sometimes. Become an expert at that. that thing, because then your focus is on that one thing. I've had to actually do that for myself because that's the way I am. My mind goes a mile a minute. I'm into lots of different things and I'm always like, oh, this idea, this idea, this idea. And I have to focus and I have to center myself sometimes and say, okay, let's just focus on this one thing first. And so it's like that with a relationship. So imagine a person who's trying to carry on all of these secret hidden relationships all over. Of course they're stressed out. Of course they got drama in their life because they don't know what they're going to do. What are you going to do? You can't keep everybody happy. So somebody's going to fall by the wayside and then you're going to have issues with that. So I don't have time for that. You know, you just want a stable, loving relationship with a person who respects and loves you the way that you love them and respects them. That's it. So all of these people playing all these games and all this craziness, hey, you guys do your thing. But for the other people who want to be happy and who want to love again, you can. It's going to come. It will be there. But you can also take your time. There's no reason to rush. See, a lot of times people, they break up with people and they just go rush and jump and run straight into something else right away. Don't do that. Take time. Take time to be on your own. Take time to just be single. Take time to have fun. Take time to, you know, just figure things out. You don't have to rush. You know, I talk about that all the time. You guys know that. People who do that, they can't be alone. And that's just the truth. There's some people, they just can't be alone because if they have to be alone for a moment, they're going to find out that they don't like themselves either. So they got to make sure that they're with someone who is stroking that ego, giving them all kinds of attention. You know, some people need that. And I'm not knocking again, but you need to do some healing work. You need to get yourself together and figure out why you need constant attention, why you need people to be stroking your ego every day, every minute of the day. But don't ever let anybody make you give up on love. You know, I'm going to forever preach that because people will try to do that. People will try to break you down. I mean, literally. And sometimes they can. But the most important thing is to pick yourself back up. You know why? Because you're lovable. You're lovable. You're amazing. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be respected. You are worthy. Never place your value in someone else's hands. Never let someone else tell you how valuable you are. Because just because you may not be valuable to them or they can't see your value does not make you any less valuable. You are amazing. And the right person will see that. And the truth of the matter is sometimes people do see that, even if they treat you like they don't. I want you to hear me, because sometimes there are people who are with you and they know that you're out of their league. And this is not to be like, oh, someone's better than. What I'm saying is they know that you're the type of person that has yourself together. You have goals, you have dreams. And not only do you have those, but you're pursuing them. They see that you got your act together. You know, maybe they've dated people who really don't have anything going on. They're not going anywhere. They're not doing anything, whatever. So sometimes people come in, they come into your life and they can actually see that you're a quality person. You know what I mean? Like you're really going somewhere. You got yourself together. You're on the right track. And so to make themselves feel better, they have to put you down or dim your light and make you feel bad about yourself. And that's in order for them to feel good. So that's a whole other thing too. Don't let someone make you feel worthless, because the truth of the matter is they may feel like you're out of their league. And so they're going to try to tear you down. Don't put that power in anyone else's hands ever. I mean that. Don't ever do that again. If someone left you or someone broke up with you, someone cheated on you, whatever they did, they chose someone else over you, whatever you want to call it, let them do what they need to do if they think that's going to make them happy. Because the truth of the matter is it was never you. It was never about you. It's always about them. You know, I always tell you that everything in life starts with self, and that includes with them. When people can't handle things, when people don't know how to be faithful and work at relationships and stay faithful to one person, it's a person who doesn't feel secure within themselves. You have to understand that. When people don't know who they are, they need other people to tell them. And it's the truth. So they go and they line up or link up with people who are constantly going to give them that validation. It's the truth. Which is why the person who's trying to really heal and grow, they take time to be alone because they don't need that constant validation. They don't need that constant stroking of the ego. you know, the other person, they're already in something. Because seriously, I know we all think it. You sit and you see these relationships and people break up in like within a week or two or a month. The other person's already in a relationship. Sometimes they've moved in with the person, which first of all, let's just be real, because we all know that it's not something new that just started. It's never that. If they have a person right away, trust and believe that person was already there. The person was probably there the entire time that you were in the relationship with the person, which is so sad in itself. Because, you know, I think that's the thing that angers me the most about those types of relationships. It is the total lack of respect for another person. And I mean that because not only are you cheating and lying to someone, but a lot of times these people are out and they are sleeping with other people. They are being intimate with other people and they're not safe. They're not careful. They're not. I mean, let's just be real. They're not. They're meeting people they don't know. They're just, oh, this person's hot or whatever, and I just want to whatever. And then you come back and you're with the person that you're in a relationship with and you put them in jeopardy and you don't care. It is one thing to put yourself in jeopardy. You do whatever you want to, but the lack of respect for another human being, and you come back and then you're with this person after you've been in the street and been everywhere with everybody, you're in this city, that city, you're traveling all over, meeting people online, hooking up, one night stands, all of these things. And then you come back to this person who is believing that you guys have a relationship. And it is the total lack of respect for that person's health, that person's life, that person's body, everything. And that's the part that angers me so much, because it's true. You do what you want to do, but you have no right to do that to someone else. You know, looking at people see people's pictures and, oh, I think they're this and I think they're that and I want to just go hook up and I want to this, that, and the third. You don't know people's medical history. You don't. You don't know their medical health. You don't know just because you see somebody that you find attractive. And so every time you go out and do those things and you're not careful and you're not safe, you are putting this person, your other person, your relationship person, you are putting them in jeopardy. And that angers me. It literally does. Because if you are going to do all of that, then leave this person alone. And whether it may hurt them or not, you should break up, leave them alone. Do not do that to people. And it's so many people who do it and they don't care. They do it without thinking. There is not a care in the world. It is just, I'm getting what I want. I'm having fun. I'm out here and I'm partying. I'm meeting new people and I'm getting, you know, and they don't care. And then we'll come home and be with that person as well without protection. You know, just no safety at all. And who does that? See, that's the person that does not care for you. And I'm being honest. I mean, I hate to say that. Anyone who can just be that careless, first of all, they don't care about themselves either. They don't. You can't care about yourself if you are that reckless and dangerous with your life and with your body. Just meeting people that you don't know anything about them. And then there's also the danger factor. You know, I used to talk to this person all the time and they were always, you know, cheating on their girlfriend or whatever. And the thing about it was, you know, meeting people online, people they didn't know. And I see, you know, there's so many instances as well of people going to people's homes or trying to meet people and people being set up. And I'm not trying to scare anybody, but the fact of the matter is that you don't really know these people. I don't care how much you talk to them online. I don't care how much you guys have set up, talked online, talked on the phone, whatever. But if you've never met them and you don't really know much about them and all these one night hookups and all this stuff, you're really placing your life in your hands by going to a stranger's home that you don't know. But people will do it all the time. Oh, I met this person. I'm going to go. Really? And I mean, I know back in the day when the internet first started, you know, everybody was a little crazy. You didn't really think. You probably did a lot of stuff that was crazy and that you shouldn't have done. But, you know, by now, everyone should know that you really have to be careful. But you will be amazed at people who still do that. They get online. They just get on these sites. They meet people and then off they go. and you don't know them from Adam. And I used to also tell this person, I said, they're not even only that, but the fact that you're going places, you're meeting people, you're traveling places, and no one knows where you are. Now, what if something happens to you? Because if the police come and talk to your partner, ask where you are, what are they going to say? They don't know. They have no clue where you are. No one knows where you are. No one knows what you're doing because you're hiding and you're lying and you're being secretive. And of course, at the time when you're speaking to people and you're talking to people, they try to pretend like they understand and they get what you're saying, but they go right back to doing whatever they want to do. And that's fine. You do you. But all I'm saying is if you, something happens, you know, that's on you because you're the one that's taking the chance. You see what I'm saying? For momentary satisfaction, you're risking your life to go meet someone that you don't know, and you don't know who's going to be there with that person when you get there. You know, they could be setting you up. There are actual cases of that. So all I'm saying is people need to be careful, but you're doing that and you're cheating on a person who loves you and cares about you. If you go somewhere, if you tell them you're going one place, but you know you're really going to go meet someone else, this person's not going to know where you are. So if something happens to you and you don't show back up, how are they going to tell the person when they ask them questions? They're not going to have the answers because they don't know where you are. They know where you told them you were going, but you didn't go. You see what I'm saying? So it's just, it's safety on both ends. And the more you try to tell people these things, like I said, people pretend like they're listening to you, but they still just, oh, I'm invincible and I'm just going to do what I want to do. Okay, do what you want to do. And that's fine. Because you know what? Free will. Everyone has a right. All people can do is give you advice and tell you things. It's completely up to you whether you listen. But I will say, getting back to that safety issue, if you feel like you're that type of person that wants to be in the streets, then be in the streets. But don't be in a relationship. Do not. Because it is not fair to the person you are in a relationship to do that to. It's not. Because it's already one thing to cheat on someone and destroy the love and the trust that they have in you. But also then you're out here being reckless with your body. And then you're coming home and you're being reckless with this person's life as well when they don't deserve that. So don't do things like that. Do not. But for the people who have been ghosted, who have been left, whatever the case may be, and you have just really given up and you're just like, you know what, I'm done. And I get it. And if you need time to yourself, do that. But let me tell you something. As I said, never, ever give up on love. Don't. Because love has to start with you. Don't even worry about loving someone else until you love yourself. Because let me tell you something. When you love yourself, it is amazing. And you will be, it's funny how people say, oh, I do love myself. I love myself. No. If you're taking any kind of abuse from anyone, and I don't mean, you know, I'm not judging. I just mean like if you're letting people emotionally abuse you, mentally, you know, spiritually, just all of these, and of course, physical abuse. But like if you're just letting people do things to you that you know it's not right. You know what I mean? Like you know they're cheating, but you're just staying anyway and you're putting up with it. Oh, he's a man, so he's going to do. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It does not matter because not all men cheat. There are some men who can be faithful and are faithful to the person that they're with. So let's just destroy that right now. That is not true. Let's not generalize everybody. And the more, as long as you believe that, you know, then you're never going to find your person. Now, people are going to do what they do. All I'm trying to say is that think about yourself and think about the type of person that you are. You know how you are in a relationship. So if you know that there are people that you're in the world, then there are other people who are like you. That's all I'm saying. If you know that you are capable of being in a monogamous, loving relationship, then there are other people who are as well. That's all I'm saying, men and women. So that was my only point in saying that. But I want you to understand that everything starts with self. So when you start loving yourself, really loving yourself, flaws and all, loving yourself just the way you are. You don't need to do this and do that. You don't need to look this way and look that. You don't need to have this color hair, this color eyes. You don't need to, your body doesn't have to look like this person or that person. When you can simply look in the mirror just as you are and say, I love you and really, truly mean it. Let me tell you something. The game changes because there's nothing that anyone else can do or say to you that is going to hurt you or destroy you. And let me tell you something. When people don't have power over you, that is a different level. When you are just untouchable, you know, when because like the truth of the matter is not everyone's going to like you. Not everyone's going to like you. Maybe you're not their cup of tea, but that's okay. I don't care. I might not be your cup of tea, but I might be somebody else's shot of vodka or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So the point of the matter is that you just don't have to fit what someone tells you. You know, we're always questioning when people leave and they go get someone else and all this stuff. Oh, well, you know, I'm just this and I must not have been that. And I don't look like this and I'm not. Let me tell you something. That person doesn't even know what they want. Because first of all, if they were with you, because people will say, oh, well, maybe you just weren't their type. Maybe, let me tell you something. If a person's with you, obviously you're their type. I'm just saying that that's so old and so tired because people will be like, well, maybe because the thing about it is, then why are you with that person if they're truly not your type? Because the truth of the matter is a lot of people will be like, oh, that's just not my type. And I don't blah, 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 blah. Well, then stop dealing with them then. Don't mess with them. Why are you talking to them if they're not your type? It's not even about that. Some people are just so fickle. They don't know what they want because they don't know who they are. That all goes back to they don't know who they are. And they are constantly searching for that in other people. That's why they just jump from person to person to person to person. And they are just going to shapeshift, meaning they're just going to become whoever that person wants them to be. Whatever you tell them, whatever you say to them, they're just going to become whoever they're around. That's who they start acting like. That's who they become. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth. That's why a lot of times when you're in relationships with people, you start acting alike. You start sounding alike or saying the same things or you know, because sometimes people are going to do that. They're just going to be whatever it is that you want them to be because they don't know who they are and they need other people to tell them who they are. So I just always, that just irritates me sometimes when people are like, oh, you know, maybe you just weren't their type and maybe this, that, and the third. Well, how long have you been with this person? You've been with somebody 5, 10 years, whatever. Now you want to decide that that person is not your type. Give me a break. I'm just saying, no one has time for time wasters. Stop wasting people's time. If you don't want what they want, leave them alone. That's my thing. It's just that, seriously, no one cares if you want to be single and play the field. Then do that. What I don't get and what I will never understand is why people want to get in relationships and then want to do all of this damage. Then you want to cheat. Then you want to sneak around and sleep with all these people and do all of these things. Why don't you just, you know what though? Because people also want to keep people around though. See, people know good people. Don't ever let anybody tell you that they don't know who you are. People know when they have good quality people. They do. And that's why they really don't want to let you go. Because they know out there, there's nothing. There's nothing. They know who you are. They know that you're quality. They know that you're, you know, that you have it going on. And the thing about it is, so they don't really want to let you go, but also then they don't want to commit. But it's so stupid because you can't have both of those things. You either commit to the person and you're in the relationship with them or you leave them alone. It's that simple. But too many people want their cake and they want to eat it too. No, I don't really want to let this person go though, but I also want to be out here doing my own thing. And I mean, at this point, it's just childish, it's stupid. It's just, I mean, it is. It really is. Because grow up and learn how to make decisions as an adult and stop letting other, I don't know what I want and I don't know what I want. And I just, I want this, but I also want this and I want this and I want, I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, that's why I'm always saying, you guys know that I have always said that you can be monogamous. You know, it just gets on my nerves. You have all of these debates and people are like, oh, blah, blah, blah. We're not meant. No, you can't. And this and that and the third. Okay. Believe what you want. I mean, seriously, believe what you want. I'm not here to try to tell anyone what to think, but I can give my opinion. And my opinion is that, of course, you can be monogamous if that is what you choose and that is what you want. You are absolutely capable of that. But again, as I said, there are just people who cannot be alone. Because even if they go to the person that they say they do leave this person and go with the person that they were cheating with, guess what? You're just going to guess what they're going to do with that person. 9 times out of 10, they're going to start cheating on them too, right? I mean, now I'm sure some people will say, well, not all the time. You know, if that's their person, they may not cheat on them, whatever. What I do know is that if a person starts a relationship with you and they are not fully out of something else, what makes you think that your relationship is going to change them? And that's just really a question you have to ask yourself. Because I've said many times, I don't want anything that belongs to someone else. And in a sense, I'm saying I don't want to come between anyone else's relationship. Because first of all, I don't want a person like that. I really don't. And that's being truthful. Why would I want a person who is so easy to leave something that he has to come be with me? Because that's telling me that you're not loyal. You're not loyal to what you had. So what makes you think, why would I think you're going to be loyal to me? I'm just saying, people, you got to start looking at situations instead of being so flattered and thinking that, oh, they want me. They left this person for me. You know, people will gloat. People love to gloat. Oh, they're with me. They were with you and I took them, or they came, they left, they whatever. Why are you gloating? But you know why they're gloating? Because they're just like, let me tell you something, like attracts like, baby. Trust and believe. Low vibrational is always going to attract low vibrational. So of course you think you've done something, because look what you got. You got a person who up and left something that they were in possibly for years and years and years and just left it like it was nothing. Do you want a person like that? Who would want a person like that? I want a dedicated, dependable, reliable, faithful, honest, truthful person. Anybody would. Do you think someone wants someone who just up and does something like that and doesn't care? And thinks it's funny. Sometimes these people, they harass the old person. What is all of that about? You're on social media and you're going back and forth with the old person. But if you're so happy and you have the person, why are you bothering the old person? You know why? Because you know deep down, they probably still have feelings for that person and probably you're going to end up back with them. Because you don't feel safe. You know why you don't feel safe? Because you know how you got them. So it's just the whole game. It's crazy. But see, that person's settling for less too. When you allow somebody to do that to you, I'm talking about as the person, the side person, or the person that they run to. I'm not going to be that person. You're not going to run to me. I'm not that person. You're not going to leave this person that you've built a life with and sometimes children, you know, all of these things. And you're going to run to me. Why would you allow someone to do that to you? Why would you allow someone to say, you know, you're going to be my, I'm going to leave all of this and I'm coming over here. And before everybody's like, oh, well, you know, but sometimes people end up finding their soulmate somewhere else. Okay, that's fine and well. But as I said earlier, and I will reiterate, leave that relationship first. End those things and end them in the right way. I don't mean sneaking around and cheating and then you go be with that person after you've been cheating for years and years. Because some people are going to say, well, they did leave. No, I don't. You still need to do things in the right way. I'm not talking about a person who's cheating and lying and sneaking around and then you go run over here to the side person. That's absolutely wrong. So end the relationship first. But don't be trying to carry on simultaneous relationships. And that's what people do. And that's what's so crazy, because people will have no idea that this person has whole other relationships going on the side behind their back. But see, that person thinks that they're doing something. People like that think that they're this showboat and, oh, I got all of these different people. But in reality, you don't have anything, because you don't even have yourself. You don't even know who you are. And the reason you need so many of all of these different relationships is because all of these people give you something. All of these people make you feel like a person. All of these parts, all of these relationships, these 4, 5, 6 relationships and all these women that you're seeing or men or whatever. All of these people have to make you feel whole. That's an issue. That's a problem. That's an issue and a problem. Because you don't know who you are. That's why you have to do things like that. That's why you can't step up to the plate and be genuine and be real and be with one person. You can't. That's too hard. That's going to require work. And that's another thing. I don't want someone that is that weak and that easily influenced by other people. You need a person with a strong mind who is stable emotionally, mentally, all of those things. You need a person who is able to make their own decisions and to stand on their own without outside influence always telling them, do this, do that, do this. And truthfully, there are people who are just like that, honestly. They cannot make decisions without other people telling them what to do or what they think. There's been relationships I've talked to people, and honestly, the person's like, well, they should have told me. They should have said, But some things are just, you got to use critical thinking skills. And some people don't have that. So the person was just basically like their person needed to tell them every single thing. And sometimes you do. I mean, it's a shame. But with some people, I guess you do. You literally have to tell them, don't cheat. Who has to do that? Who has to actually say that? Would you literally really have to tell someone you should not cheat or do not cheat? I mean, it sounds crazy, right? But I don't know. You know, some people are just, you know, I have to tell you step 1, 2, 3, and 4. I mean, that's how it is. But all I know is at the end of the day, do not ever let someone make you give up on love. Always going to advocate for love in all its forms because it's everything, as I said. And I don't care how bad you get hurt. I don't care how bad your heart gets broken. The heart is amazing because it has the capacity to love again, always. Your heart will get broken and you will swear up and down, left and right. I'm never falling in love with it again. I don't care. I'm done. I'm over. And your heart will heal. I promise you. And if you are going through anything right now, I promise you, I know you feel like it will not heal and you are just devastated and you are sad and you are crying and you are miserable and you are just giving up, you know, on love, on relationships. But don't, because I promise you it will heal. And yes, it takes time. It does. But it will heal and you will find love again. But what I'm going to tell you is that the main thing, the first thing that you need to do is start learning how to love yourself. Because I promise you, if you just start there, stop worrying about finding someone else to love or someone else to love you. Just start loving yourself. And I promise you that's going to shine through, because the more you love yourself, the more other people will love you too, because they will be drawn to that energy that you're putting out. And then another person won't have the ability to destroy you or to make you feel less than, or to, and you'll get to a point where like people will be in your life, but if people choose to go, you're going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? And that's where you want to get. That's the sweet spot. If you can get to a place in your life that you love yourself so much that even if people are in your life, but they decide to leave or they decide they don't want to be there anymore, whatever the case may be, you know that you're going to be okay. So you can't love something so much that you're afraid to let it go. Because, you know, I say this often, that nothing that is truly meant for you can ever be lost. If it is yours, even if you guys separate for a little bit, it could be years, it could be whatever. But if it's truly meant to be and if it's truly yours, it's never really lost. So you really don't have to, like, you know, weep or just, you know, suffer over things. Maybe I should say, you know, of letting things go. Because no matter how much time passes or whatever, that person's always going to be there. And at some point in time, you will find your way back to each other, because it's just, it's law. It's God's law. It's just the way it is, if it's meant to be. So you don't have to worry about losing things. So the most important thing, you don't have to feel like, oh, this person's got my person, or this person's got, they don't. And sometimes people are going to go off, they're going to separate, and they may get involved with other people. I mean, look at Ben and Jen. Look at Ashanti and Nelly, or all of these people who are like coming back together and reconnecting or whatever, you know, those people just popped in my head. But, you know, sometimes people separate and they go off and they're involved with other people, and then boom, you know, they find their way back to each other. Because just in life, whatever's meant to be is going to be. I don't know if it's going to last, whatever. All I'm saying is that there will be a way. So you don't have to fear losing people, is all I'm saying. So just know that in the meantime, concentrate on yourself. That's all I'm saying. You don't have to fear. If it's meant to be yours, it'll find its way back to you. And you can be confident in knowing that. And that's why you don't stress. That's why you don't just, you know, let stuff overtake you. You don't become so overwhelmed by this stuff. You just continue to live. That's what you need to do anyway. Live. Be happy. You deserve that. And in between that time, love too. Don't say, oh, I'm not going to this and that, because you deserve to be loved too. If they want to go off and get involved with other people or whatever, you can't sit around and just pout forever over them or whoever it is. You need to love again. You need to date, even if it's just dating. You don't have to fall deeply in love with someone, but you can go out. You can have fun. Have fun. People have forgotten how to have fun. I get that there is so much going on in the world. I truly understand that. But you have to understand that that stuff is so heavy sometimes that you have to have a lighter side of life. You've got to find a way to have fun and to laugh and just to see the goodness in the world too. You can't just focus on the bad stuff. Don't just doom scroll all day long. Don't read the news. Don't worry about politics. Lord knows that next year it's just going to be a disaster, because we're going to just start hearing all of these horrible ads, all of the fighting, all of the political mess. And just, I'm telling you, limit that stuff as much as you can. You have to. You cannot sit around and listen to this stuff all day long. You just can't. Find the goodness in life, because there is goodness in life. Absolutely there is. And you know, the best thing about life is love. Have a good one.